What's up, guys? It's your boy, Barca Boy 103, and welcome to a new episode of the Big 3 show. We're going to be covering all the action from the Big 3 sides in Spain over the past weekend. And it was the first time that one of our teams played each other, and one team just came out on top like no tomorrow. It was a beautiful, beautiful performance. That's going to be the first game we're going to cover, and that is Barcelona against Atletico Madrid at the Metropolitano Stadium. Alex, how are you feeling after that performance? I'll give you my perspective afterwards, but I want to hear what your thoughts are after, 100% we're not going to lose this game.
Well, to be honest, I didn't want to be here after that game because I know, like, this is going to turn out to be my roasting session somehow. But I'm like, it's okay. I mean, like, you have to deal with it.
Part of the game, so man. Okay. You gotta take it and give it.
Exactly. So I mean, like, I just want to use one word to describe it. Shit. The performance was shit. Like, I've never seen us play like this season so badly at home. Like, we were all over the place. I don't even know where to start. Like, from the lineup. Like, firstly, it was a big surprise for me. Like, our big main players, they were not even starting. Griezmann was out.
I was so confused. It was like six midfielders. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the first half, I couldn't even recognize, like, what formation we're playing in. Because Riquelme, Lino, they were literally playing on the same position. Like, I saw Lino coming from centre-back position two times. Like, I had no idea what's going on, to be honest. Like, we were all, like, Morata was, like, all alone at the top. And despite all of that, we did create two chances where, like, Pablo Barrios missed one at the start of the game. And then Morata missed one, that volley again. Like, couldn't even keep it on target. Like, come on, man. I mean, it just, like, sums up our day, to be honest. And second half, I think we could have, like, come back. But then Depaul gifted you guys a goal, which was a great finish by Lewandowski, by the way.
Like, yeah, on the back turn, yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. That was a great finish. Like, typical Lewandowski goal. And then third goal, I have no idea. Like, who the fuck is Mark King, Fermin Lopez? He's just, like, one guy in the box.
I think because Witzel missed... I don't know who was in front of Fermin Lopez. I think it was...
Witzel, yeah, it was Witzel.
No, Witzel was the one who missed the header. But the one in front, behind Fermin, I think, was Savage. I think Savage thought that Witzel was going to win the header. That's why he just left Fermin there.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, you guys are 6 foot above. That's a small guy. You literally have to mark him. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, that day was, like, pathetic. Like, I don't even know how to, like, where to start. And then you saw the Saul miss, like, the Saul goal. Like, he should have scored.
Yeah, Ter Stegen was off his line. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was just pathetic display. It's like, we don't want to play at all. It's like, Tebas is like, yo, Barca has to go to Super Copa.
Nah, it was...
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I don't know. Or maybe Simeone wanted to be us, to be the underdogs going to the Dortmund game. I have no idea. Because there's no other way I'm taking this game, taking this loss. Like, what was even that?
To be honest, I was kind of worried at halftime when he brought on Griezmann and Depay. I'm thinking, oh, he realized his mistake at halftime. Here we go. It's going to be a crazy second half. But it wasn't. I'll give you my perspective of it. So the first half an hour of the game, I thought both teams were like fairly mid. The ball was bouncing around back and forth. Someone would win it back, then lose it right away. Win it back, lose it right away. Then you had the Barrios chance that was from a Ter Stegen mistake from playing out from the back. I think you were definitely the better team in that half an hour more so just because you were going forward a bit more. I don't think we touched like your final third until like the 15th, 20 minute. But once the team got integrated a little bit, keep in mind we had a last second change. Our holding midfielder got injured. Then we had to drop Gundogan back deeper, but Fermin Lopez more advanced. So that changing, I think that changed like 2 minutes before kickoff. I think the team needed a little bit just to get settled in. But once we passed the half an hour mark, our passes were more fluid. We were reaching the final third a bit more. We had the Rafinha chance before we scored as well, which how he did not get that on target at least is crazy. He tried to header it down like what Suarez did when we faced you in the first game at the Metropolitano. Yeah. That was a big chance because that was from Hector Ford down the left-hand side. And then I think Gundogan put in a beautiful... Oh, no, sorry. Lewandowski put in a great cross. After that, we got the goal with João Félix. I'm so, so, so disappointed. He didn't celebrate. He wanted to leave alive. Fair enough to him. I was so disappointed. I'm thinking he's going to do some sick celebration and he just doesn't celebrate, man. But once he scored, I knew we weren't losing because the script was already written. After even after that goal, we had another chance. Going to the break, they brought on again Griezmann, Depay at halftime, thinking, ah, oh, it's gonna be ropey.
Depay was amazing, by the way. Depay was.
I thought he played well. Even the mistake for Depay, it was Depay who passed two Barcelona players and gave it to Depay. Then Depay just gave it away. The finish, like you said, from Lewandowski, he was fantastic. But also the assist from Rafinha, because he chipped it in between Savage and Witzel to get it to Lewandowski. Yeah. Usually players will play that underneath, maybe play it around. So he did a little bit something different there. But after we scored the second goal, you could have brought the game back. But it was the best goalkeeper in the world. What a fucking save, man.
What a save.
Yeah. If that was a goal, comeback is on. I think that the game maybe could have ended in a draw. A very, very good chance. Because I don't know how Barcelona would have coped under the pressure.
I think we got done. Like, with that Depay mistake, we got done. Like, because we were supposed to, like, you know, like start the second half with a good momentum going forward. But then that goal, like literally at the start of the second half, like we just gifted you guys the goal. That killed the momentum. But like again, like, you know, what a save by Ter Stegen. I have to give it to him. Like, you know, first time, like the previous at, Stadio Olimpico, right? Like we call it Olimpico, right?
Yeah.
Olympic. Yeah, so yeah, that Iñaki Peña save, I don't know what happened. Like,
the games were kind of similar. I just think in this game, Barcelona finished their chances at the end of the day. We had a few other chances at the Olympic Stadium as well. But after that, if either Llorente scored the shot or if Depay scored the rebound, Metropolitano would have woke up a bit. You would have had some sort of a comeback. I think that would have been terrible. And I think Ter Stegen at the end of the day won us that game. And then past that, I don't think Atletico Madrid did anything. I think the Saul chance came around like the 80th minute, but by then it was already 3-0 to us. And we absolutely cooked you, especially in that midfield. Gundogan was running riot. Kubarsi, yet again, a brilliant performance from him. Koundé was absolutely elite down that right-hand side as well. I don't think there was one Barcelona. Of course, this is past like the half an hour.
Okay, should he have been red carded though? Should he have the red carded on the Paulo Lino?
Koundé?
What do you think about that? Yeah, Paulo Lino.
What about the tackle that we had?
Well, the Savage one?
Yeah.
That was John Felix?
Yeah.
I mean, fine, take him. I don't care. Break his leg or something.
I think it was Barrios who did like a studs up tackle as well. I forget who it was against.
Barrios, it was Barrios, yeah. But I think the contact was light.
The referee from like the 25th minute to halftime was so bad. So even Xavi's red card. Xavi didn't do anything for the second one.
That was funny, actually.
Cholo Simeone is on the pitch walking and he gets nothing whatsoever. I'm watching the game. If you look at my live show, I'm like, why is Simeone on the on the pitch yelling at a player or something? It was crazy.
No, the thing is, like, I can't even complain about the referee because, like, we were so shit. Like, mm-hmm. There's no point of me, you know, blaming the referee.
Second half, he was fine, but I think that first half, he was crazy. But let's get something from Sam here. Sam sitting here all quiet. Well, Sam, what are your thoughts on the game? You were hoping for a draw, to be honest, from your perspective, of course.
Yeah, but they're useless, as always. fucking always, man. Like, why do I even put my trust into this club? Like,
you thought that to me too, man. They never beat you. Just this season, they've done your number. I don't know how.
No. Oh, I don't give a shit, man. Mm-hmm. Like, there's only one club in Madrid, and it just shows here. Like, honestly. Yeah. No, I'm angry, man. I'm pissed off. Like, at least a draw would for me secure the title.
Oh, 100%. Straight away. 100%.
Now
it's still yours, bro.
No, you're missing the point. I don't want to having to put my whole first team 11 out for the next remainder of the eight games,
mm-hmm,
or something like that. I just want this done because I want to rest my players off for the fucking Champions League. I'm sick of having to, you know, play these boys. And hopefully now we do the business against Bilbao, we shut up that game.
That's
up.
My last chance, to be honest.
I hope that as well. We need that Champions League spot.
These men are in fifth now. Look at them.
Like,
I hope that as well.
Like, honestly, like, this is the worst Barca team I've seen for God knows how long. And still, Simeone can't even beat these lot.
But they didn't beat us at our worst. They're going to beat us now. Come on now.
No. Like, honestly, it's...
Atletico Madrid... Yeah, I see a lot of people even on Twitter, like... Like Real Madrid fans, like disappointed. The reality is that Barcelona, the thing that Atletico Madrid don't get up for the Barcelona game, the reality is this is not a derby. This is just a, you know, two good teams coming against each other.
Yeah.
People, Real Madrid fans think this is going to be some sort of big game where we're going to have passion and desire. It's At the end of the day, we both hate Atletico Madrid. They hate you. They don't mind us. We don't mind them. This is why we do business in the transfer window all the time. Lewandowski is getting linked to Atletico Madrid this morning. Like, with Atletico Madrid, it's like a good example is like a Manchester City versus Arsenal. Two good teams in the same league. We look forward to the game. That's it. But
yeah, but City always smash Arsenal to pieces.
And we always smash Atletico Madrid. It's great, man. It's great.
Yeah.
Xavi, five wins against Simeone. I can't deny four clean sheets. I can't deny
that. Yeah, which is why, honestly, I hate that happening.
This is why, Sam, this is why, since, like, 2016, I've never expected Atletico Madrid to beat you. I think this season is the only season where I've thought, like, fucking hell, about damn time. Like, every single season they get turned over by us. Maybe they'll sneak a draw somewhere, whether it's against us or against you, but they never.
We were never. Okay. The thing used to be, like, you know, before that, like, we used to score the first goal. And then somehow Messi or Neymar, like some of, like, you know, from the MSN, like, they fucking equalized. And then the used to be a draw.
I remember the one where, remember when Torres scored and then Messi, he was on the bench because he had his first son.
No, but that's the thing.
Came on and like scored.
But it's not even that. It looks like I have to go and do the business myself now, honestly. It looks like I have to go and do the business myself at my own stadium, innit? Like, it is what it is. It is what it is.
I know.
Look on the bright, look on the bright side, Sam. Like, you can win the title at, you know, Bernabeu in that El Clasico. So look on the bright side.
They won't win it per se. They can just like
But then they have to drop points.
No, if we reach the Clasico now with the same difference, I think it's over. I think if we win, it's just gonna be a win. It's just gonna be just for vibes because you can't go eight. You can't be 8 points behind. With like four games
the
teams
we've got left to play as well, we'll beat them as well.
We have a decent sides like near the end as well. The big game, we can talk about it now quickly. We're kind of just all over the place here, but whatever, the vibes are great. That Bilbao game for me is do or die because Bilbao now are in the top four. They want to try and clinch it. They want to get a result at the Bernabeu. Madrid's going to be tired. It's post-international break as well, so you don't know who's injured, who's fresh, all this sort of stuff. It's at the Bernabeu, so that's why I'm very, very much less confident. But that the game is for me there. If Madrid draw points, whether it's a draw or a loss, that could, you know, spur something on. But
I just need a win. Just give me the win and thank you and good night. That's all I need. Yeah, I don't want.
I need that actually.
Yeah. So
for the first time, I'm going to be like, you know, cheering up the Real Madrid team. Like, come on, guys, come on.
mate, you might as well become a Madrid supporter, man, because I hate seeing us have another club in the city, bro. Honestly, I cannot stand it.
I cannot stand it,
bro. Like, I hate playing this lot because there's scumbags against me. Always have to give me a tough game. And then when they play against my biggest rival, they behave like a bunch of dogs. Like, honestly.
I don't know what's wrong with Simeone whenever it comes to Barcelona. He always gets it tactically wrong. I have no idea. Like,
can we talk even about Xavi's record against Simeone? 5 wins out of 5, 4 clean sheets. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, like, that's just, like, awful. I don't know. Like, even when we met, you know, like, first half of the season, even over there, like, he got it completely wrong. Like, I have no idea. Even this game, like, I don't know, first half, I didn't even know what formation we were playing. Like, I had no idea. Like, you know?
Yeah,
it was 5-5, 5-3-2. What was it?
The starting lineup for me, I'm thinking, okay, if Griezmann has a knock or something, that's fine. You don't want to start him. That's not a big deal. No Depay and no Correa. Why are they on the bench? I don't. I was shocked because he had the story with Memphis as well. He's facing Barcelona for the first time. He's fully fit. I think the last time he was injured, time before that, he came off the bench for like the last 10 minutes. Of course, had that free kick. I'm thinking, why is he not starting? Because of course, Xavi said after the game, he started Joao Felix just for vibes. He started because, you know, he had that bone to pick. The motivation is there. A little bit of rotation, so it's a win-win for everyone. Like, I don't know why he didn't start Depay, even when he's fully fit. Depay, I feel bad for him, man. He plays well, it just never starts.
You know, I can feel the Simeone's plan, actually. He wants to go to the Dortmund game as underdogs. Like, yo, look, like, we can't win the game at Madrid.
You know why? Because he's getting cooked by whoever in the semifinal, that's why.
No, I think, like, if it comes to knockout stages, you can look at the, you know,
But you have Metropolitano first. If you had second leg Metropolitano, I'd be like, yo, congrats, man. You're probably in the Champions League final. Have fun. Don't, you know, try and do something. But just because, like, the fact now that this home record is now broken, I think it's like all guns blazing at this point. You don't know if Dortmund have just a good day. The yellow wall is going crazy. It might get into the player's head. Again, I think injuries is going to be a real, real big thing because the international break coming up, I think it's more so nothing really to play for. A lot of friendly games just to get ready for the summer tournaments.
It's the World Cup qualifier, I think, is
it? I think for Spain, they play Brazil and someone else, and I heard it was just friendly games, just like preparation for the Euros and stuff. But I'm not quite too sure on that. But, it all depends on how our squads now return from the international break. And again, we have Las Palmas at home after the international break, so we're kind of calm in that sense, I would say. But, you know, Real Madrid have a big game against Bilbao. I don't know who Atletico Madrid face. I think they play Villarreal.
Oh, we always beat Bilbao.
100% same. 100%. 100%. But just I'm just trying to salvage something here, man. Let me dream a little bit.
Good luck with that. If you're hoping on Bilbao doing something against my club, then yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. That's gonna be a good clip there if you end up dropping points. Alex suffered through that last week.
If you drop points to Las Palmas, I'll clip that clip up for you of you as well.
Oh, no, we're at home. We're not gonna drop points against Las Palmas. They haven't won a game in about a month and a half. They had a good start to the season up until January.
Oh, I just played this shit house away to a draw.
And their best player's not gonna play because he's on loan from Barcelona, so they're gonna have to either pay a hefty fine or not play him. That's gonna be interesting too.
Yep.
But, Sam, what are your thoughts on the actual game itself? Did you end up watching it? What are your thoughts on the performance from either side?
Oh, unfortunately, I had to watch it, even though I got pissed off throughout the fucking game. That first chance, that ball Ter Stegen played right into the Bilbao player, and he can't even hit the fucking target. I'm just like, man, if you can't even hit the target from that range, that close, then I don't know when you're going to do it. I think it was, what's his name?
Barrios.
Yeah, Barrio. Yeah, prick. Can't even hit the fucking target, mate. If you hit that target, 1-0, and I promise you, they would have folded. They would have folded straight away. But instead, he fucks it up, then they let Barca have two good chances, and I literally quoted it. If Barca score, the first one is going to be João Felix. I literally told my old man. And what happens? Oh, yeah. They get the ball. Ball's crossed inside. And guess what? João Felix. Bam, bam, boom.
I'm so pissed he didn't celebrate, man.
I literally just said, if they score, it's going to be him. Oh, guess what happens? They score. Oh, who is it? Oh, yeah. Mr. Portuguese FC. Yeah, ex-man Atletico João Felix. My surprise.
Still our man, actually. But yeah, not ex, still our man.
Oh, no, he's gone. Like, honestly.
He's gone, but the question is, where's he going?
Honestly, it's just irritating. The Pope pissed me off. He killed all momentum for the second. I was just passing it without even looking. I don't know what he was thinking. Just playing the ball straight to, I think it was Firmino. Who was it? Was it Firmino?
I think it was Rafinha.
Right. Yeah. And then the ball to Lewandowski, albeit that was a quality finish, but still, all of that came from the Paul not looking where he was passing. And then, yeah, the third goal, icing on the cake, isn't it? Like, it is what it is. I shouldn't really be depending on Atletico. I'm not going to depend on them anymore. It's the last time I'm going to ask them for a favour. They are fucking useless. The fact that they're even in my city is just embarrassing. And, yeah, man, looks like I'm going to have to do the job myself.
Yeah, we'll see. Then this Clasico at the end of April is going to be quite intense, especially after the quarterfinals of the Champions League will be done by then. I think you play City away and then us at home, and then we play PSG at home and then go to Madrid. But
They played Bernabeu, firstly.
Yeah. You know what's crazy to me? That the one player that I was expecting to have like some sort of a performance but was so quiet was Llorente. I think when he had that shot that Ter Stegen made the double save, before that, he did absolutely nothing. I was watching the game thinking, like, I forgot that Llorente was playing. Because Simeone loves to, like, chop and change where he plays. One minute he's right wing back, then he's center mid, then he's left center back. Which I get. There's always, you love to have a player like that versatile. But he was so non-existent in the game.
The thing is, like, the ball was, like, a lot on the left side of the City of Madrid. Riquelme, Lino, and Ronaldo. Like, the first half, it was all on the left side. I don't know what was going on. Like, you know. I have no idea what Simeone is thinking. Like, you have two kids playing on the right-hand side, Kubarsi and Hector Ford. Like, fucking exploit that thing, you know? But instead, who we going against? Kunde and Araujo. Like, what the hell?
God, man.
Have no idea what's going on. Have no idea what's going on, to be honest. It's like we lack so intensity. We lack that, that mentality. Like against Real Madrid, I think like Simeone motivates to play with that rivalry and all of that. With Barcelona, it's like, like nice and easy. Like even after the game, like you saw Xavi and Koke having an interview, hugging each other and
But
all of that,
they used to play each other. I think the again with us it's not a rivalry. It's just two good teams coming against each other. And this is the
Exactly,
if that was Xavi talking like a Real Madrid player, like let's say for example Xabi Alonso still played for them and he did that, he wouldn't have done it. But it's just a big game on paper. I think even we scored it. Remember the 90th minute as well, Victor Roque, and it got chopped off of the Molina red card, which was so annoying. Imagine that one, and All Black had a stinker in that transition as well.
Oh, they
I
all
forgot
had.
that one as well. Like we got a red card. How can I forget that? I forgot
I
that
was
as
really
well. Yeah,
hoping
Molina had a red
that the
card.
referee was gonna give the goal, like, oh, let the advantage continue, because I think Molina tackled Victor Roque, and then Victor Roque fell, but he hit the ball, and it went like rolling past Oblak, and it went in. But the referee, I think, blew his whistle just before that, and then he gave the red. So that's, I think, Molina suspended for at least 2 games now for Atletico.
Yeah, even De Paul is gonna miss out the next game. He was yellow carded, so now
Oh,
that's
yeah.
five.
Oh, good. I can't stand the fucking prick. I can't stand the geezer.
Yeah, I mean, like that game was like pathetic, to be honest. Like, literally every player, like the
No, they were
ref
all
asking.
pathetic. They were all
Yeah,
pathetic. It was just
exactly.
like.
The only thing I can take out of that game, like the only positive thing would be Depay. Like Depay was like dribbling from like Barca
I've
players
always
to
rated
the all
Depay,
team.
man. I've always rated Depay. When I
Depay
first started my
was
channel, I
dribbling.
was making videos about how I want to sign Depay because we had Koeman, so the Dutch connection was there. Everyone was telling me no, Depay sucks, blah blah blah. I was the only one who believed him. Basically, he has some banging songs as well. Listen to his tunes.
The guy was really, really good. Like the guy was taking on players like by himself. Like there was this one moment where he, I don't know, dribbled past two, three Barca players, bodied one. The ball is in the middle. He did like a roulette, I guess, and then he shot the ball. Yeah, that was pretty good. Depay was the only positive thing out of the game for Atletico Madrid. Other than that, there was nothing. Everyone was pathetic.
Well, when you have, Sergio Roberto bossing the midfield, it's gonna be question marks. Like I said earlier on, I don't think there's one Barcelona player who played poorly. I think everyone was at least, 7 out of 10, 6, being
Kunde.
average.
Kunde.
Koundé was brilliant, man.
That's
No,
the
I
thing.
think
He should have
for
been
you guys,
sent
it's like.
off. The guy should have been sent off.
Koundé, for
Yeah.
what?
Yeah,
He
on a
found
yellow
Lino.
card.
He found Lino.
Then
Yeah,
dragging
he
my
found
man. He
Lino.
should have been. He should
So
have lost every yellow there.
how come when Barrios pulled down a Gundogan in the first half, he didn't even get a booking?
Oh, come on, man. That
Now
was
hold, now hold
soft.
on a minute.
Oh,
Hold on a
so
minute.
1 minute soft, 1 minute not soft.
No, but hold on a
Barrios is a
minute.
nice
Hold up, no,
guy.
hold on a minute. You're saying the thing that wasn't a yellow card as well. That was a yellow card as well. I keep it consistent. I'm not gonna flip flop. They both should have gone yellow. He should have been sent off.
But how's that going to be a yellow card when it's going to involve into a red card? That's only going to be a yellow card if he's not on a booking.
No, he was on a booking. He was.
No, I'm saying yes. Yeah, so if he wasn't on a booking, he would have got a yellow card. But that's not a second yellow offense.
Of
Especially
course,
when
of course, of course it is.
especially
Of
when
course
Atletico
it
Madrid
was.
are going on they have no counterattack whatsoever.
No. That was second yellow.
Nah.
That was. Because for me, the first half it wasn't good. In the second half, it picked up a bit. But in the first half, no.
Yeah, that
It
first half the
doesn't
referee had
matter.
a stinker, honestly.
Oh, sorry?
So the first half the referee had a stinker.
Well, he had a stink of the whole fucking game.
I think second half he was fine. It was typical,
Nah, bro, they're all shit.
They're all
The
shit,
whole
absolutely,
bunch.
absolutely, absolutely.
The whole bunch of them, bro. Can't
Absolutely,
stand
absolutely.
either of
But you gotta
them.
make do what you can do, especially in this league. But I think there's one the one performance that we didn't touch upon in that game was from Lewandowski. Two assists and a goal. Man's hidden form like no tomorrow. This is probably the best phase I've seen him at Barcelona. I think from August, start of the season, until January, he was probably one of the worst players I've seen in my life. And I was begging for Victor Roque to start ahead of him. And now all of a sudden, this 2024 Lewandowski is on red hot form, most informed
It's
striker in the
clear.
world.
It's clear that Roque is not really a Xavi signing. He's more of a club signing.
No, Roque was someone who agreed upon by everyone. No one nowadays in football, you cannot sign a player that the manager doesn't want. It's
No, no, no. But I think that was more of a club signing than what the manager. I think the manager liked him, but I don't think he was Xavi's, guy he wanted to turn to. I don't think that was really the case.
No, it is the case because it was a player that they all agreed upon. It was a player that when you're looking in the summer, someone to bring in to bring, you know, coverage and competition for Lewandowski, he was the one selected by everyone. And the fact they even waited for him until
Well, the
January.
Barca fans I've spoken to have said the complete opposite, that they think that it's more of a club signing than Xavi.
No, they don't know either. They don't know what they're talking about. I mean, even with the reports about Xavi approving the signing and wanting the player, he's come out at about four press conferences saying that he was the one that really liked Victor Roque. He was talking to Deco about it, and then Deco got the deal over the line before he even became.
I like Roque. I like him. He's a good player.
Yeah, I think he's a really good player. I think his reading of space in behind is really, really talented. I
I
just.
mean, Roque is not the be is the best technical one for me. He's a great striker. He knows like
Yeah.
his
I think
positioning.
getting him in
He's
January was great too. Now he's spending these few months getting integrated, learning the language, city, culture, stuff like
but
that.
he's not the Brazilian I think is the most exciting. It's not even Endrick. And even though Endrick is fucking brilliant, it's for me Estevao.
Oh, Savio Willian, yo, Messinho better be
Oh,
coming to Barcelona in the summer, man. I swear to God.
I love the guy. I love the man. For me,
Hopefully Deco
that
gets a
man
loan.
remind. What does he remind you of?
Who, Savio Willian?
Yeah.
I would say like a bit of Ronaldinho because,
Thank you.
yeah, you
Thank
agree?
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even that. I would say a slightly touch of Messi as well. The
Nah,
way he plays.
you can't compare anyone to Messi, man. You can't
No. He's never gonna be Messi. I know that. I know. But the way he just controls the ball. It's like
that.
this is stuck to his feet. It's like the way I mentioned. It's like the way I mentioned Guler when I say that he's the most talented player in my squad. That I keep saying. Why? Because look at the guy when he plays. You just can't get the ball off the geezer. Same with Estevao, Williams. You see the way he plays, innit? I'd love him at my football club. I'd love it, but we'll have to pin someone if that's what's happening. But
Speaking of Guler, let's now talk about the Madrid Osasuna game that ended 4-2, which we thought was going to be a walk in the park. Yo, I predicted a Budimir header, eh? See how I said like 15th minute, it was like the 8th minute. I thought I was going to get that like on the mark. But
oh, hey,
overall, would you say it
listen.
was a dominant Madrid performance?
Sorry?
Would you say overall it was a dominant Real Madrid performance?
Surprisingly, I expect it to be another one of these dramatic, heart-stopping games, but I can't lie, after the second goal, it was kind of comfortable in a surprising way. I didn't expect my defense to be that locked up for so long. I didn't expect my team to perform
Still
that well.
conceded twice.
Yeah, but the second time was at the end. That really meant nothing. They
Fair
attacked
enough.
their job. They attacked their job, and I didn't expect that, comfortable performance. But listen, fair play. They did. The only thing I got pissed off was that Guler came on when it was fucking 85th minute. I was so pissed off. Should have come on when it was like
The
4-1.
bar from the halfway line. Thank God it didn't go in, man. I couldn't handle seeing Real Madrid glaze him over that goal.
Oh no, bro! So it
You
was so close. It was so
know who
close.
Arda Güler reminds me of a lot? And I'm not comparing the players here. I'm comparing the situation. And that is when we had Barcelona had Riqui Puig, who was a player that technically on the ball was very gifted, a player that the fans really, 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 really wanted to consistently play. And now he's, lacing it up as a number 10 in LA Galaxy. I feel like Arda Güler there's got to be something up with him. The fact that the fans want him to always play, but Ancelotti, no matter what, doesn't play him whatsoever. There's got to be something else behind the scenes. It's going to be so interesting to see what happens to him in the summer, whether he goes out on loan or he stays in the first team dynamics. It's going to be interesting because
I
I'm
don't
getting a
think
bit of signs
I
of Riqui Puig.
nah, I don't think so. For me, Ricky Pudge was Ricky Pudge even that injury, bro?
No, he was on the bench, man. He was fully fit. He drops masterclass against Atletico Madrid during COVID when we
No,
beat them
but my point
1-0.
is he's come back from a serious injury. I understand it, but now he's fully fit. He should be
Yeah,
playing more. I'm not saying
he's been fit
starting.
since January, no? Because I remember him making appearances in
No,
the
but that's my
Copa.
point. I don't want him to be handled like Barca handled Lamine Yamal. Just keeps playing the geezer every
No,
single
I'm not
week
saying
and
that. I'm
playing
saying
mix.
that.
But he should be playing more. He should be
Yeah.
getting more
Has he
minutes.
even
This
started
is
a
why.
game for Madrid yet?
Yes, in the Copa del Rey.
Just the one
In the
game,
Copa
yeah?
del Rey. Yeah. But
Yeah.
this is why. But this is why I get angry. This is why when people ask me why don't you like Carlo? This is why. Because he doesn't know how to use his squad. This is why I get angry. Like there is no reason for you to not how I say this, for not being able to what? not play them. There is no reason for you to not play them. There is no reason. Like, you should be playing them much earlier. I've said this for time. You should be playing them much earlier. That is not even a debate anymore.
Yeah.
Just look what the guy does when he comes on. Bro, he scares everyone.
Bro, this is exactly, like, I'm not even exaggerating. Pinpoint exactly what we were saying about Ricky Butch. Man came on and impacted games. He would, every time we scream from the start, he would start and play well. We're dreaming about this midfield three of De Jong, Pedri, and Ricky Puig, which we've never seen before and never will in the future. All these things are still in line with Guler. I know the one thing with different with Guler, he's coming off, you know, being injured for the first almost half of the season. Yeah. But I'm talking about the fans pushing for him to play. The way he does play in these, you know, 5-6 minute cameos, he plays well, gets glazed all over the place, and still, next game, probably won't start.
No,
so that's what I'm saying. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the summer. If, you know, he goes out on loan, or if he stays.
Yeah.
And then, because remember with Ricky Puig, we told him to go out on loan about 8 trillion bajillion times. But he kept on saying no because he felt like he was good enough to get into the first team. Then he would stay and sit on the bench, So I wonder if Arne Gullit is going to happen to him as well. Whether Madrid tell him, hey, you should probably go out on loan.
Hopefully not. I don't think it's going to end up the same thing. I think sooner.
No, so I'm not saying it's going to be the same thing. I'm saying this situation reminds me a lot of what we experienced with Ricky Puig.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to wait and see it. Like,
someone in the chat mentioned Alinea. Alinea was different because he actually got into the team, especially in that 18-19 season. He was playing a lot consistently. I don't think Alinea was as talented as Ricky Puig was during the, you know, they're both explosions, but it's a decent comparison.
Yeah, but we're gonna have to see. I think Goulet has a big future in Madrid. I have no doubts, but I'm not gonna see it and, you know, make those assumptions up here. He's just an 18-year-old boy after all, and so. We're going to see how it goes. But overall, great performance and all that. One step closer to the league now. I just want this league wrapped up as soon as possible so I can just finish. So I can just focus on that UCL.
I'll ask you this. If you drop points against Bilbao, would you be worried?
I will be.
Nah, not really. If we lose, then I might start getting worried. If it's a draw, nah. I'll still be pissed off. It's just going to create unnecessary drama, even though I still don't believe you're not going to catch us, but still.
Because you have Bilbao at home and then Mallorca away before Clásico. I think we have Las Palmas at home and then Cadiz away. Again, Cadiz away, like I told you guys in last episode, bit of a ropey game for Barcelona usually. But
yep.
Mallorca away, you know, away from home, anything can happen. I think if you beat Bilbao, there's, you know, unless you get thrashed in the Clásico, it's... Nothing's going to change. What sucks from the Barcelona perspective is that we dropped at the end of January, beginning of February, we dropped some absolutely dog shite results. Like the 5-3 against Villarreal, we should have won. The 2-2, I think it was, or 1-1 with Granada, we should have won. We win those games. We're like, what, 2 points off you now? And that's real pressure. I think right now with 8, you're probably thinking.
Yeah, but I can say the same thing with the Valencia game. I should have won that game as well. And yeah.
That's one game. I'm talking about the force of like.
No. I can bring even more game. Rayo Vallecano when I was at home. I should have won that game as well.
But you won Almeria, so it kind of balances everything out. You know what I mean?
Sorry?
You won the Almeria game, so it kind of balances everything out.
Yeah, but that's one game.
I know. That's one game, yeah. But I don't know, man. I think, again, like I said a billion times, I'll say it again. Up until the Clásico, the points difference will be the question mark. I think Barcelona have to win the Clásico and be no more, like,
because
no
it,
more
it,
than
it
5 points
end
behind.
Up, because it can't end up in a draw. If we end up in the same points tally.
Oh, let me get this right. If you draw El Clasico or win it, that's it. I'm saying all this with us having, no matter what, to win at the Bernabeu. 100%. So if you draw, you beat us, league title's all yours no matter what. I'm saying that we have to win Clasico, and with that win, be no more, I would say, than 4 or 5 points behind.
Dropping points. No more dropping points, basically, and all that.
Yeah, especially with our run and your run, you got to go basically undefeated. I think after Clásico, you have Anoeta away. That's going to be, I think, a difficult ground. Cadiz at home should be fine. Granada away should be fine. Alaves at home should be fine. Villarreal and Betis, those are the last two games of the season, which, to be fair, on paper, they're a good size, but they've been absolutely woeful.
Nah, Betis away are shit. They are awful.
No, you have Betis at home on the last day. You have Betis at home.
They're awful. They're going to lose that game.
Villarreal away, you never know. I think they've done you the past two times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but this time I do feel we should.
I remember
be
glazing
beat.
City. I remember glazing City
got,
in about
they
that.
haven't even got they haven't even got defense.
Oh no! It's,
Have you seen this new offside rule coming up?
Yeah.
Did us a favor, and we won the league title.
I honestly wonder if that's going to come true or not. The new offside rule.
You have to keep in mind that La Liga are about 5 years behind everyone else. We don't even have fucking goal line technology. So just relax. Don't need to worry about that.
Oh, do not even remind me, please.
But Barcelona after Clásico.
The happiest guy will be Morata with that new offside rule.
Oh, he pissed me off as well. The amount of times El Rata. Yeah, that's his name for me. El Rata. Yeah, that's what he is. He's a rat. Yeah, El Rata. The amount of times.
The rest
no, no,
good, guys. I love him.
Oh, no, I hate him. El Rata. Hijo de la puta. That's what he is. Yeah, get the hell away. Get away from my seat, man. It's simple as that. Honestly, the amount of times he just kept being offside, I was like, my brother, can you just watch your bloody lines? He has a Premier League record, by the way, for being offside most of the time as well.
You know, he's the captain of the country of the city you just mentioned.
Wait, who?
Morata. He's the captain of the Spanish national team.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
If that's the Spain national captain, then a boy, that country's
Spanish national captain is Morata. Look it up.
Yeah,
no,
good.
I don't. This
yeah,
is he like the main captain, or he just the captain during this international break?
No, I think he's gonna be the main captain.
Yeah, because Busi left, Jordi left, so who was next in line?
Alvaro Morata being a captain. Oh my lord.
Imagine Morata leading Spain to a Euros. That'd be hilarious.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
It's going to be him leading the Spanish national team because he's been captaining them for all of the qualifiers of Euro and the World Cups. And ever since Busquets and Jordi Alba left, obviously. So now I think like he's the first in line to be the Spanish national team captain for the upcoming UEFA Euro.
Yeah, he got the armband. In March. Is Koke retire from international duty?
No, he's not getting called up actually.
Oh, that's probably why. But yeah, it's officially Morata. That's kind of crazy. But on the league title race, I think that Barcelona after Clásico do have a tough running. We have to play Girona away at the Montilivi. That's probably the toughest game we have left. So it's at home, we always cook them. To be fair, we did lose to them last season at home. I was at the game. Almeria away, that should be the easiest 3 points. Rayo Vallecano home should be 3 points. Final day of the season, though, we had to go to the Ramon Sanchez.
Rayo's a tricky one, though, to be fair.
No, at home, we always get them. At home, just away from home, we drew already this season, 1-1 with them, and always at their stadium, it's always difficult for us, but at home, we always turn them over, always. But last game of the season, we had to go to the Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan. Which usually for Barcelona is tough, but last season we cooked them.
Wait, who?
Sevilla.
Oh, okay, Sevilla. I forgot.
So Barcelona's record there isn't the greatest, but the last two seasons we've done really well, and of course Sevilla are just absolutely shit, especially with the good squad they have.
Yeah.
They're kind of similar.
I'm not worried for the league. The league, I'm not even worried about that. I'm not even worried. It's only the UCL I'm keeping my focus on that.
Mm-hmm. I think it just comes down to. The points difference.
Because I want to win the UCL for the final time before the format changes.
That's my before mindset. That was my mindset at the beginning of the season. This is the last time we have this format.
Yeah, because the next format will be pretty much the two best teams in the world will pretty much not face each other until the final, if both get there.
I feel like they're gonna. You know what my little cheeky prediction is? I think they're gonna do that for one season. Everyone's gonna hate it, and they're gonna go back to the the regular stuff.
They're gonna stick to that.
You think so?
They're not changing.
I think if there's enough uproar,
they're not gonna change.
I think if there's enough uproar, you never know. There are rumors when the Super League was coming back. Remember in December, there's a 2 week period where they're doing interviews with the Super League. It's gonna come back. Blah blah blah. During that time, there were rumors that UEFA is thinking about sticking with the current format. They don't want to go to the league format. Make sure to please everyone because they want to get everyone on their side, right? So. We'll see. I think even
they're
with
not
going to
do that. They're not going to do that for this.
There's no
they're
money. There's no. The only change with the league table format is that there's two extra games, which of course two games television.
No. Yeah, I hear that, but it's going to become a different now because now a computer will do all of these.
The draws, yeah.
Yeah.
They can rig. That just makes it easy for them to rig it. Hey computer, put Barcelona and Real Madrid quarterfinals. put the algorithm in there.
You can basically face City, Liverpool, and AC Milan as an example in your group stage.
Yeah.
So I'm not even kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
There's gonna be 8 teams home and away.
Mm-hmm. So no, yeah. So eight games total, 4 home, 4 away. So you're playing 2 more games than, like, the group stages of the Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it is what it is.
It is what it is. But Champions League is for another day. It's not gonna hit till like April, I would say, and that's gonna be real, real crunch time. The fact that I still can't believe we're all 3 of us are still in the Champions League and with the league.
I have a feeling someone big. But this international break will get injured. Someone big is going to get injured. Haaland apparently already is now limping and can't continue the training session. Well, I'm just saying. This break.
The only player that I'm worried about is Gundogan. Because he's the captain of Germany and he's going to play probably both games, which is going to be so annoying. But the thing is,
I'm worried about Vinicius Tchouameni. Those are the ones I'm worried about.
Yeah, I'm just going to check something because I saw something that was so weird. And I want to know if Real Madrid have the same thing. And they do. After our game, so we come back from the international break the last weekend of March. Mm-hmm. After that, we do not play another game until the quarterfinals of the Champions League. So we have another 10 days off, which is so weird. I don't know why La Liga have done that.
Compared to the Prem teams, yeah.
No, yeah, even. So we're playing PSG, right? PSG have 2 games. In between us playing in the league and they have their league game as well.
Yeah.
And then the quarterfinals. It's so, obviously I'll take it. That's, you know, you have the 2-week international break, then we play 1 game, another 10 days off. I don't know how your dev is trying to, you know, bless the La Liga clubs or something, but I'll take it. But that's hopefully, you know, you talked about injury, that's why I brought it up. So maybe I can give some time for players to recuperate and get back if nothing's too serious. But I found that really strange.
I think there is Spanish Super Cup, I guess. I think there is Spanish Super Cup final, I guess.
Is that the Copa del Rey final weekend? Is that why?
Copa del Rey.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, you're right. So imagine one of us were in that. That would have been crazy. Why are you doing it so early? April 6th. That's weird. They usually do it like end of April, beginning of May. Who does a cup final in April?
Listen, I'm not going to complain. Thank you very much. You're just giving me more rest time until this leg against City in it.
One of us were in it. It would have been. Imagine if one of us were in it. We would have came back with a national break.
Yeah, and there's less risk of me getting a player injured as well, especially someone important. So, yeah, thank you very much. And CF got to play, 3-4 games before they play me in the quarterfinals?
I'll take a look now. But I was just mentioning that.
No. I know that. Because I've checked the fixtures.
But imagine if one of us were in that Copa del Rey final, you would have had a league game after international break, Copa del Rey final, quarterfinals of the Champions League.
Oh, I'm here for it. I don't care. Next season, I'm going to demand something extraordinary. I'm not going to say the name of what I actually want. If you can read between the lines, you will know what I actually want next season, given to the squad that I will have and the team that I will have.
Hey, we got a Clásico coming up this summer as well that got confirmed this morning. That's going to be interesting, too.
It's preseason.
But you could make it, your star boy could make his debut in that game.
Whoa, good luck.
No, the other one, the French one.
Oh, Mbappe.
Yeah.
Nah, they've just said if you play in the Euros or the Copa del Rey, or the Copa de America, sorry, you're not going to be playing in the preseason for Madrid.
Really?
Yep,
They have Euros to play for.
Madrid, someone just posted it out in it, so that's why.
Yeah, yeah, they won't play in the Olympics, but they'll play in preseason probably, because it's going to be...
No, it just came out that they're not going to do that. Madrid just said, if you play in the Euros or in the Copa de America for good minutes, you're not going to play in the preseason. You're going to be rested after the season,
I'll take it. I want to keep that... El Clasico outside of Spain streak going. I think we played 4 games outside of Spain and Barcelona have 104, so I want to keep that streak going.
Alright, listen, you can win those. Yeah, I'll keep winning the ones when it really matters.
I know, we win the ones that matter too. So that's, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, we'll see. There could potentially be another Clasico as well after the league one. in the Champions League as well. We're both good, actually.
Champions League. You know how many times a Champions League El Clasico was set up? And, like, either one of us just didn't make it?
Yeah, one of us just fucked it up.
Yeah. I remember in 2015 and when we won the treble. I'm
24.
Thinking,
oh, yeah, in 2014.
Once that draw was made, I'm like, yep, Champions League final, 1,000,000,000%. I was shitting myself.
We should have won that.
And who helped us? It was this captain of Spain, Alvaro Morata.
El Rata. I cannot stand that. I hate him.
There's another one as well where the Champions League final was supposed to be set. I think it was
2014. 2014 as well. It was close. That was close.
Yeah. Even the year, I think, when we got knocked out by Inter and you got knocked out by Bayern.
I
think that was 2010-2011, where we got knocked out by Inter, you got knocked out by Bayern in the semi on penalties, and we got knocked out.
Which season?
The season before Mourinho joined, so 2010-11, when Inter won the treble.
Which year? 2010-11.
Yeah.
No, we got knocked out by Bayern on penalty show in 2012.
Ah. I don't know. There's a few moments though.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen. This time.
I don't think so.
One of us are gonna get knocked out.
Again, yeah. Don't get me gassed on this Champions League, man, because this route is.
I listen. I can get gassed in it because I've been there now how many times, so I can be gassed in it. But like, obviously, I've got the toughest one.
I want to ask you quickly. How do you feel if you beat City, but then lose to either Arsenal or Bayern? Like, would you rather have just lost to City? Or if you beat City, so you beat City in the Champions League, you go to the semi-final, you face either Arsenal or Bayern, but then you lose there, and you get knocked out. Would you rather...
Then I'm going to go slam down this manager's door. and I just spit on his face, because he clearly hasn't learned anything from last season. If you beat City, if you actually beat City, go ahead and fucking win the shit. That's it, done. Because we're better than Bayern. We're better than Arsenal. I don't care what anyone tells me. Yeah? We're better than PSG. We're better than Atletico. We're better than Dortmund. Yeah? And respectfully, I'm still going to say we're better than you as well. Because we're still top of that league. And we've still beaten you in the two classics that we played this season. I expect us to go now and win it. And this is our competition as well. We've owned this competition.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully. And listen, if not this season, next season, when I get that... When I get the little turtle and everyone else, Davies and what's that French centre back guy's name? The Euro, what's his name? How do you pronounce that guy's name?
French centre back.
He's Lille. He's a young player as well. What's his name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Lenny Euro.
Yeah, exactly. Then I will actually demand something big. Then I will actually demand a treble charge. Then I will demand a treble charge. Because then everything is set up. You cannot ask for anything more.
I gotta text my boy Davis and tell him not to go to Madrid. Stay in Bayern, man. Join the beer. Enjoy the vibes.
Are you for Canada, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. You can support him in my club then. Big ups.
I never thought I would see a Canadian player play for like Madrid or Barca. But yeah.
Are you gonna? Is that gonna hurt you
if
you
go to Madrid? No. I remember back in when he was in playing in Montreal. Stoikov recommended our president, who I don't want to name his name because, you know, fuck that guy.
Bartomeu.
Yeah. He told him, watch this player, sign him, stuff like that. And Bartomeu didn't want to because he was Canadian and because of his ethnicity. So I don't want to go into too much details about that.
I big up. No, listen. Big up to Bartomeu, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yo.
Secret
magician. Relax your gums.
Why was he at your game, by the way? In the Copa del Rey, what was it there?
Yeah, no, just what team was that?
It was one of these.
It was like Unionista. He was just randomly there.
Something like that. Yeah, second.
You know why? You know why he's at that game? Because he knows if he comes to the Camp Nou, he wouldn't leave alive. Like Felix, when he feels didn't celebrate because you know what, he wants to leave Madrid alive. You know, just keep everyone happy and move on. That's why he's going to these random cup games games where there's only like 3,000 seats. And he's sold out instantly because you know it's Barcelona coming to town and all that stuff. Just to let you know, someone in the comments is saying that Vardrid would never win a treble, which I just thought was funny.
Yeah, we'll see, mate. We'll see next season, mate. You good luck trying to do something, mate. You good luck trying to get your fucking revenue up to go and sign someone like a Zubimendi, mate. Yeah, I can go for these big plays, mate. There's a difference.
Oh, I would love a Zubimendi. That'd be great. We gotta get to that Club World Cup, so I need Atletico Madrid to ball it against Dortmund so we can get that Club World Cup and get that 60 million entry fee. That's what
we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I listen, people, my battery's running out, yeah? I've got a shoot in it.
Yeah,
so...
yeah, we gotta wrap it up anyways. We're basically covered all the topics. So we'll end
Listen, big up everyone. Big up the panel, big up the chat, yeah? We'll catch you on next week.
Alright, big up everyone. Take care.